For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, sports fans? BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Rosie's Corner, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and CH Insurance. Always in your corner every day, every way. Log on to chinsurance.cc and ask about group benefits, commercial insurance, and a heck of a lot more. At CH Insurance, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, and Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert. Let's get to it. We have five more teams left in the individual team recaps for the NFL draft, and one more in the South. And so that team is the New Orleans Saints. And when I look at this team, I just don't know what is happening. I don't know what they're doing in the draft, what they did in the draft. I really just don't get it. First of all, let's before we break down, you know, some of these picks here, let's just look at, like, the roster overall. Right? Now, Derek Carr has already said the Saints are, quote, so far ahead of the 2023 struggles. That's nice. But where are they ahead? You have average quarterback play ahead of you. The guy responsible to change that is Derek Carr. I mean, he's going into his 12th year. Derek Carr is no longer even in the second deck of quarterbacks. You know, the 1A, the 1, 2, 3, 4, however you want to rank it, he's not even in like the second group. He's just not. And he doesn't have a lot of help around him also. It's just not a good situation. Chris Olave is a stud. Equimania St. Brown can still do some things, but he needs to step up a lot. Cedric Wilson Jr., he needs to step up a lot. The tight end room is weak, and the running back room is weak. And Alvin Kamara's in that room, and he's aging. Derek Carr goes down. You feel good, Saint fans, about Nathan Peterman or Taysom Hill, or are you just going to give the keys to the kingdom to your draft pick and Spencer Rattler? The Saints' defense is no longer that formidable keep you in the game defense, in my opinion. Cam Jordan's 34. The linebackers don't get, and I know they, you know, took a flyer on Chase Young, and that's nice. He should help them, but the linebackers are no longer sideline to sideline, you know, breakers. The secondary is no longer that much of a threat. Tyrann Mathieu is aging as well. So I would love to hear from a Saints fan on feeling good about this season. Now, I'll get to the secondary because they did make a really, really sound pick with a really, really, really cool name. And I'll get to that in a moment. But I just don't. And by the way, this division is weak. That's the other thing with New Orleans. You don't have to be great to win this thing. You don't. I picked Atlanta to win it last year. Did not see an 8-9 Tampa team coming and them winning a playoff game. Just didn't see it coming. So they start out offensive line with Talese Fuaga. I thought it was a big-time reach. 6'6", 330. The Saints had other options at tackle. And they could have picked a playmaker here, right? You know, I know Fuaga can be a plug-and-play guy. I know they've had a lot of offensive line injuries. He only allowed one sack his entire college career, which is amazing. And he's kind of a tone setter on the right side. He's got great potential. He's a 6'6", 330 guy, big wall. But I just thought it was a big reach to go O-tackle. I mean, you got the 14th overall pick in a really, really rich offensive tackle draft. I thought the Saints could have even traded down and gotten a lot of capital for that spot. Or they could have easily gone, major pass rusher to change their defense. Dallas Turner was available. Byron Murphy was available. They could have gone Jared Verse, who was available. They could have gotten a big-time wide receiver in Brian Thomas Jr. to put on the other side of Olave. They easily could have picked, you know, any of these guys. Xavier Worthy, a speed guy. Xavier Leggett, a go-up-and-get-it guy. Those guys were both available. Now, that would have been, you know, that would have been picking, you know, extremely high for those guys, but they were available. I could have traded down and still gotten one of those guys. So I would have, you know, I would have kept the pick and picked more of a game changer in terms of an edge rusher or a Brian Thomas Jr., or I would have traded down and still gotten one of those big-time guys. Or, by the way, they wanted secondary help in this draft. They could have gotten any of the guys. Terrion Arnold was available, right? Quinyon Mitchell was available. The best corner, the second best corner, and the third best corner in this draft were all available at that spot, right? Quinyon Mitchell was available. Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean was available. Nate Wiggins was available, the fourth best. I mean, they could have gone any different direction besides where they did. And they probably could have traded down even just a little bit and gotten Amarius Mims. They could have traded all the way down and gotten a guy who can play center and guard in Graham Barton. I don't know. I just thought the Saints really, really reached on this pick. And I thought they could have done a lot better. Now, it improved in the second round. But again, you could add a lot better of a corner than Kool-Aid McKinstry. Not a better name, but Kool-Aid McKinstry goes in the second round to the New Orleans Saints. Now, this was their second pick out of seven picks overall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, they had 7 picks in this draft. Now, McKinstry's really good. I mean, his tape was inconsistent last year, but he's 6'2", 200. He's a fundamental sound press corner in the Nick Saban system, right? I mean, that's, you know, you can do a lot worse. As I alluded to earlier, they want to get more physical. They want to get more instinctive. They want to have guys who have body control, smother receivers, take away big plays, all that sort of stuff. And he can also play special teams and return punts. So is it a good pick, bad pick? I don't know. I kind of land somewhere in the middle because I think if you were really targeting secondary, which yeah, they wanted to improve secondary, but I feel like it was like the second or third unit they wanted to improve. You know, it wasn't as pressing because, you know, you have Paulson Adebo, you have Marshawn Lattimore. But Lattimore, again, banged up, ankle injury, blah, blah, blah. Again, I don't know if it's good or bad. I land somewhere in the middle. But if you really wanted a secondary guy, you could have taken a guy like Cooper DeJean, who returns kicks and punts and plays safety and plays corner. You could have taken, you know, the top corner of the draft. You could have taken the second or third. I mean, there were a million more options to go if you really wanted to take secondary. So I don't really know. The Saints, again, their roster is not that good, and the draft, I don't know how they're making. They didn't make the best possible picks to improve the roster. I mean, the entire board. Spencer Rattler, quarterback, fifth round. I mean, I guess taking a chance on the next guy. He can groom under Derek Carr. I mean, shockingly enough, this might be my favorite pick of their draft, which is just not saying a lot. Protection issues at South Carolina, but he was very productive. He's got the physical traits, man. 6 foot, 215, arm strength, quick release. He can develop into a starter, drive the ball downfield, tight windows. Had a bad combine, but he's got quick feet. He likes to play off platform as well, extend plays, and they're looking at him to develop under Derek Carr. Meanwhile, Bub Means, that is a name, Bub Means, a wide receiver out of Pittsburgh. He's a decent player. He's going to have to develop in this league. He's 6'2", 215, so you love the big play threat, the red zone stuff. I saw some of his games, you know, ACC-wise, you know, playing Syracuse and all the rest, but he averaged 16.5 yards per catch over the past two seasons. So he can get off press. He's a threat, a big-time vertical threat. Top-end speed, big hands, huge catching radius, you know, big-time body control. They think he can be a big target, and you put him with Olave, and that's going to help help the Saints offense, so they think. A few more picks to get to for the New Orleans Saints here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our great friends over at Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Mars Motors, Ken's Auto Detailing, and our terrific friend Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf. I've been telling you folks all the time, right, each and every week here pretty much on the show about Trey Waluski and his awesome Under Armour apparel. And the big thing with Trey is you can not only buy from Trey, who's a really, really good guy and knows his product inside and out, but you can get your gear for wholesale. And what does that mean? It means no middleman markup. And you can email him today at treypgasales@gmail.com. We're talking tons of savings if you go with Trey today. Be sure to buy Under Armour Golf and other apparel direct from Trey Waluski and get your gear for wholesale. No middleman markup. Email treypgasales@gmail.com. That's treypgasales@gmail.com. He's a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Email Trey Waluski today. More on the Saints coming up next here on the ML Sports Platter.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And a thank you as well to CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, and Rosie's Corner. Fish Friday, Route 11 in Burton, in front of the Burton Bridge. Each and every week, Fish Friday, you can take the lunch version, the dinner version, and grab your mac and cheese, french fries, and coleslaw to go with it. Rosie's Corner is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Texas linebacker Jalen Ford, again, a weak unit. They're hoping he can add some sideline-to-sideline speed and some solid tackling ability to a pretty weak unit. Right now, they go Northern Iowa defensive tackle Christian Boyd in the sixth round. By the way, Ford was a fifth rounder. Boyd a sixth rounder. And then Josiah Ezerum. I know nothing about these last three picks. Eastern Kentucky offensive tackle in the seventh round. But again, this roster just is not that great. And it's crazy because you don't have to be that great to win the NFC South. You just don't. The Panthers are going to be way off. You know, they're not even going to be on a football planet this year again. It's going to take them a while to get it going. And then you have Atlanta, you know, I guess an okay team. But again, the conundrum of the quarterbacks there and all the rest, and Atlanta always screws up anyway. And you have Tampa. Tampa's a decent team, but Tampa's not a blowaway team. And then you have the Saints. I mean, it's really just a division that's there. And New Orleans, I thought, really blew it in this draft. They had an opportunity to grab three cornerstone, big-time difference makers to try to improve their roster so much to the tune that they could get up to the top of the division. And they just did not do that. I would have much rather had a playmaker than an offensive tackle in their first spot. I would have much rather traded down, still gotten a playmaker or an O-tackle or whoever, and then added draft capital. If you do want to go corner where you did, you could have gone corner first, and you could have gotten the best. You could have traded down and gotten one of the top three corners in the draft. I just don't think there were a lot of good decisions here. I don't even think there was maybe more than one good decision in this draft for them. And you've got aging guys in particular spots. I don't know, man. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I didn't like a lot at all about the Saints draft. ML Sports Platter here, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward, and a big time thanks as well to Liverpool Physical Therapy, RV Source of Central New York, and our good friend Brian Conboy at Mass Mutual New York State. Secure your financial future today at advisors.massmutual.com, LinkedIn, and on Facebook. Brian Conboy is the official financial advisor of the ML Sports Platter. And hey, as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
For business owners, employees are an important asset. Competitive employee benefits can help attract and retain staff. CH Insurance provides high-quality group health plans and great provider networks while keeping costs in check.
I switched to CH Insurance. They're outstanding. It was one of the easiest business transactions I've made, and their ongoing service is phenomenal.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.